Well, Butch, I was going to mention, you know, Marshall didn't have a very good punt that first time to start this ball game. It was actually negative yards on the punt. And Zach Maupin wasn't doing the punting chores, but yet Zach Maupin last year, Butch, he punted the ball against Chillicothe three times and averaged 40 yards a punt.
Wow.
Why aren't you having that guy punt the ball?
Yeah, see, I never can figure out coaches, Mark. I mean, of course, I've never coached a team and won a ball game, so it's hard for me to be critical of what they do.
I understand.
But, you just don't. It's hard to figure out.
We've got 4 minutes, 2 seconds remaining in this first quarter in Marshall, Missouri. Marshall has the ball right now, first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. They trail the Hornets 6-0 after a 6-yard touchdown run a few minutes ago by Kyle Ross. Here's Maupin back to pass, third time tonight. It's caught at the 35. They're going to mark it at the 36 as it's caught by number 80, Cade Plattner. Plattner on the reception, tackle made by Nick Duncan.
Gain of only 2 yards on that play brings it down to the 44-yard line of the Hornets. 3:33 to go in the first quarter.
Sims is the lone setback behind Maupin, who goes under center. Three wide receivers to the left. Maupin's going to keep it. Maupin's going to fall off the left side of the line down to the 34-yard line of Chillicothe, where he's met by the sophomore defensive lineman, Walker Graves.
Boy, Walker Graves just looks great. He's been in the weight room. He's really worked hard this summer. He's taken off some weight. And he can line up. He might see him play tight end a little bit this season. So Walker is quite an athlete. We've actually got some size on this team for a change.
Sims remains in the backfield by his lonesome. Three wide receivers set as Maupin goes back. Looks down the west sidelines. Throws it up for grabs. Incomplete at the goal line. The intended receiver was number 24 for the Marshall Owls, Chase Kateman. And the ball was just up for grabs between he and Duncan and Baker, and it fell incomplete. Now as the sun continues to go down, Chillicothe's sidelines remains slightly in the path of the sun, and the rest of the field has pretty much gotten shaded. This field is in good shape early here in 2015 football season.
Big fourth down right here.
Fourth down, and Marshall's going for it. Maupin's in shotgun formation. He's back at his own. Chillicothe's 45. He's being pressured. He's running out of the pocket. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, and he's knocked out of bounds near the first down marker. It's going to matter where these referees place the ball. They're going to place it short, Butch, about a yard short of the first down.
They say he stepped out of bounds.
I believe so, yes. So Chillicothe gets the ball on downs from this Marshall offense. And
wow,
they will have the ball for the second time tonight offensively.
This time a little deeper in their own territory. But that was a break for Chillicothe. Because I thought he'd made the first down, but apparently he stepped out of bounds. Because anyway, Chillicothe's got the football.
2:31 remains first quarter, 6-0 the score. Chillicothe leads it. Handoff to Hayward. Hayward breaks a tackle at the line. He's into the secondary, the 40, the 45, cross midfield. He's broken down the sidelines. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Hornets! Mason Hayward, the senior, continues to be a vengeance against this Marshall Owl football program as he again scores on a long touchdown run.
Boy, he kicked in the afterburners. He showed some of that speed that he demonstrated last year during the track season and runs for 70 yards for a touchdown. Great blocking up front. Hayward was able to pick out the holes and then run it in for the touchdown. Chillicothe's going to line up using the swinging gate and go for two here.
Snyder in shotgun formation, hands it to Mason Hayward, who throws it in the back of the end zone for Brett Schaefer for the two-point conversion. So with 2 minutes and 9 seconds remaining first quarter, it is now the Chillicothe Hornets 14, the Marshall Owls 0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Just a moment ago, Mason Hayward, the senior tailback for the Chillicothe Hornets, broke off a 70-yard touchdown run on the very first play of the from scrimmage on their second offensive possession for the Hornets to make the score 12-0. The two-point conversion was good, and now Chillicothe leads 14-0. So in two games against Marshall, Mason has a 74-yard touchdown run and now a 70-yard touchdown run against these Marshall Owls. Here's the kickoff by Willard. Short end-over-end kick that's taken at the 20. Chaitum has it. He's at the 25. He's up to the 30, where he's brought down by Brett Young of the Chillicothe Hornet kicking unit. Chase Kadem on the kickoff return gives Marshall good field position. It'll be their third offensive drive as they will start first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. This timeout reminds us that it's time to visit Woody's Automotive Group in Chillicothe and get wowed. Four wide receiver set for Maupin as he goes back to pass again. It's caught by the tight end at the 35 of Marshall. Caught by Cade Plattner, his second reception of the night. Nick Duncan brought down Plattner, but it was not before he had picked up 6 yards on that first down play.
Bring up a second down and 4. Got the ball on the 36-yard line of Marshall.
Marshall have one wide receiver to the left. That's Eric Brayman. Another one to the right. I formation in the backfield. Handoff goes to, looks like, Sims, and Sims is hit as he jumps over the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down immediately by Kyle Ross. Check that. The carry was by number 12, Eric Mays.
Third down here, big third down here with a minute 14 to go. In the first quarter, Chillicothe leads by a score of 14-0.
Brayman will be wide to the left. Plattman wide to the right, along with Garrett Harvey. Back to pass goes Maupin. Harvey catches it at the 40. It's good for a first down as he gets it by a yard. Good quick button hook there by Harvey as the throw hit him right in the numbers by Maupin. Another first down by Marshall. I have no trouble picking up first downs, Butch, but I remember last year these two teams played. Marshall was in Chillicothe's inside their red zone at least 3 or 4 times in that fourth quarter.
Oh, that
and
was
Chillicothe
a,
never
right.
let them score.
That was a nail-biter, wasn't it?
Chillicothe ended up winning 14-6. Here's a catch by Harvey. I know it's number 12, Eric Mays, and Mays catches it at the Marshall 45, crossing midfield. He gets all the way down to the Chillicothe 40, where he's brought down by the linebacker, Kyle Ross. So the sticks move once again for this Marshall team.
Yeah, I can remember that. I'd forgotten about that game. We hung on for dear life there at the end. But great football game. That was a game that you did on the cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had cauliflower ear after that, Butch. Maupin with the throw. Plattman catches it at the 35, turns upfield and is tripped up after a gain of 1 more yard. Brought down by Duncan again. Big gain there by the tight end, Plattner. I am surprised at Marshall how much they're throwing the ball, Butch.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be the final game or final play of this first quarter. Glad you could join us right here on KCHI for Hornets football as we've kicked off the 2015 season here in Marshall, Missouri. Chillicothe leads the Owls 14-0. Let's take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.